Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We'll get a little clarity maybe right now from Tom Withers, Associated Press. As Andy says, it's not news until Tom Withers says it is. And he joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Happy New Year, fellas. I think it's still appropriate to say that on the 11th, right?
Yeah, last day you can do that.
Okay.
So have you, have you blocked off your weekend?
What's
or
happening?
Do you have your Monday blocked off? Or are you waiting for midnight tonight? What's going on, my friend?
Jeff, this has been, I won't call it a hostage situation because that's a little too harsh, but it's been, I'm just kind of sitting around waiting for this thing to get finalized. So, obviously all signs point to Freddie Kitchens being the guy. I've been told that there's nothing that's going to block that from happening. I think this is a situation where maybe the news got out a little bit faster than the Browns would have wanted it to. And it's put them in a difficult situation because you guys have been around as long as I have. You know how it is. You get to a negotiation and you're trying to dot the I's and cross the T's, and there are some other variables here at play that we're probably not, we're not privy to now, and we may never know. But it's a little bit awkward. It's been drawn out a little bit. I know fans are anxious to get the hire, to hear Freddie talk, hear about his vision, and he's also got the charge now of getting his staff organized. This is something that Freddie Kitchens has never done before, and obviously with John Dorsey being there, that can help a ton. So while it's been awkward and maybe a little bit unorthodox, we're really close to the finish line.
When you say it got out earlier than they wanted to, I assume it must have come from one of the guys who didn't get the job or the agent of such.
Yeah, I mean, you could point your fingers a lot of places, Les. That's always very possible. It's also possible that one of the agents who their client didn't get the job may have gotten it out earlier again than the Browns wanted. So it's tough. It's a tough spot for the team to be in, because while they want to say, hey, yeah, we got our guy, you can't say you got your guy until he signed that paper. So, again, I don't think there are any obstacles, and it should just be a matter of a formality here that we'll get an announcement and we'll get a press conference and we'll all move on.
Tom, it's way too early to say, did they get the right guy? That's nothing but speculation on everybody's part. But I think they clearly got a guy that is intriguing to the fan base, intriguing to the front office, and certainly more than intriguing to the quarterback. Did they not?
They did, Jeff. You check all the boxes right there. I mean, there's a comfort factor here. I mean, it's amazing, guys, when you think about what had to transpire over the last year for this to happen, for the running backs coach to suddenly be vaulted into a position that he's going to be the Browns coach going forward for who knows how long. But obviously his association with and relationship with Baker Mayfield means a ton here. Of the seven guys they interviewed, he's the only one who could sit down and look across the table and say, hey, I made the quarterback better. What about me? So I think that had a huge influence on John Dorsey and Jimmy Haslam and the selection committee and wanting to go with Freddie. And listen, guys, you saw it as well as I did over that 8-game stretch. He did some remarkable things with this offense, and he is as responsible in my mind as anyone to the 5-3 finish and the fact that the Browns are relevant again.
Tom, we may or may not find out when this is all said and done the answer to this question, but any idea what the pecking order is now on who answers to who and who they had a problem, who the coach used to answer to, who the GM had to answer to? Are you hearing what it'll be now?
No, I haven't really heard that there's been a drastic change in the hierarchy structure in terms of who's answering to who. Let's be honest. Everybody always has to answer to the owner. He's the guy who's signing the checks. So at whatever, level Jimmy Haslam's influence is going to be over this team, he's still the owner of this team, he and D. Haslam. So I do think, though, because of what has transpired during his ownership, that Jimmy understands now that, he doesn't need to meddle. He can step back and step away. He's got the guy in charge in John Dorsey, who has been the best hire of his ownership, that is now calling the shots. So I think sometimes, Les, as media and fans, we get a little bit too caught up in that. I can understand why, given the dysfunction that they've had in the front office here over the years, why people find this to be a big issue. But hey, listen, any good organization is going to have a collaborative effort. It's going to be Someone is the decision maker. Someone is the one who's going to have the final say. But you would hope, and only organizations that progress are ones that take, you know, opinions from everybody, that talk, that get as many viewpoints as they can on a subject. So I would hope that that's still the case going forward. And, you know, we'll see then how it's going to work from A to B to C.
Tom Withers joining us from the Associated Press. Coordinators, there are some interesting names being thrown around, Tom. Anybody that you think, yeah, that would be a guy, if I'm Freddie, I think is a good fit?
To me, Vance Joseph would be a great fit, Jeff. You know, first of all, I've heard nothing but great things about him from some colleagues out in Denver. Just what a terrific man he is. You know, John Dorsey talks about men of character and what have you. And from what I've heard, Vance is that kind of guy. Obviously, a very strong defensive background. Obviously, someone who sat in a head coaching chair and someone then that Freddie could lean on, because this is the first time through for Freddie on this. And I think it would be good to have somebody who has that experience of being, you know, the face of a franchise, if you will. I thought Vance Joseph did a pretty nice job out in Denver, considering that, you know, much like the Browns for years, John Elway is chasing after trying to find a quarterback now. And they had a lot of injuries this year. I was a little bit surprised that he wasn't brought back for a third year just because of all the other issues they had out in Denver. So I think he'd be a real nice hire. He's got a strong defensive background. You know, he played in the league. He's coached in the league. He's coached, you know, defensive backs and linebackers, and has been a coordinator. So I think that would be a perfect fit here.
I thought the same thing, Tom. He's the one name right out there that intrigues the heck out of me, more so than Chuck Pagano even, because I like what Joseph did, and I thought that he might stick around in Denver as well.
Yeah, and let's remember, too, you know, he's been out there with some pretty nice defensive players, including Von Miller, that, you know, Myles Garrett isn't quite at that level yet, but you would hope he's going to get there. So I think Vance then, you know, can understand maybe, you know, what could work here in Cleveland in terms of to take this defense that Greg Williams did a nice job with to another level.
Isn't it nice to sit here in mid-January and not have to worry about who the quarterback might be?
Oh, Les, isn't that the truth? You know, typically we're watching those bowl games with, you know, a fine-tooth comb saying, right. Okay, I like this guy. This guy's got a great arm, and this guy's got velocity, and this guy's got leadership. Well, you know, I think they finally got that right. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier, guys, is that, you know, Jimmy Haslam has to trust John Dorsey. I mean, this coaching search, in my mind, was very similar to what John was able to do leading into the draft and kind of kept things tightly guarded. So, yeah, it's nice to have that quarterback because, as we've learned, you know, that means more than anything else.
Where did Mike McCarthy fall into this thing, Tom?
Great question.
Yeah.
Great question, Jeff. I don't know. It just seems like, you know, there was some interest by not only the Browns but some other teams, but it almost felt like, and now that you've heard that Mike is going to sit out the 2019 season, maybe his heart wasn't into it a little bit. Maybe he needed to take a step back and kind of, you know, reevaluate things. So, yeah, to me, that was a little bit of a puzzler because he was the one big fish in the pond, wasn't he, as we headed into this? And it just never worked out for whatever reasons. I think it's maybe more of a personal thing for Mike at this point, and it'll be fascinating to hear or to find out, you know, what exactly happened as we go in the months ahead.
Hey, Tom, as long as we got you, we'll have you do double duty here. You got Tribe Fest coming up this weekend. You got some pitchers who have some value. You have some outfielders who don't. Did I say that? I'm sorry.
Did that come out?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
That's Les Levine. That's not Tom Withers. Go ahead.
That's right. I'll own it.
I know you will.
Are you expecting a trade here? What?
You know,
somebody
signed
somebody at some level money-wise? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I think, Les, I think the phone is still ringing. I think the emails are still pouring into Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff's servers. I think there's going to continue to be discussion until there's not discussion about that. I think we could go up as far as, you know, the trading deadline. I think, you know, to me, what's fascinating too, guys, is that you've got Trevor Bauer, who has clearly established himself as one of the top pitchers in the American League. You know, unfortunately, if not for that injury, he might be, you know, winning a Cy Young this offseason. So, you know, his arbitration case is going to me, to be a little bit fascinating because this team is getting into a situation where, you know, the money's coming due on a couple of these guys, not only Trevor Bauer, but Francisco Lindor. And how long can you hold on to them? And is there any way you can get them signed long-term? So as far as the pitchers are concerned, and when I say pitchers, I mean Bauer and Kluber, I think that discussion is going to carry into the spring training. and then probably into the early part of the season, guys.
Tom, last thing. I've heard about a young, innovative new coach out on the West Side who's doing some good things.
We've got a. I've got some personal coaching news. I joined the Westlake girls basketball program.
Yeah,
I'd coached.
I thought as a player.
I can't play anymore, Les. Man, my game is gone. So I coached the boys the last 5 years, and then a couple weeks ago, the new coach at Westlake, Karen Swanson Hahn, who is a former Westlake player, a Westlake Hall of Famer, as a matter of fact, who walked on at Notre Dame and played on the Notre Dame championship team. I think it was in 2001. So she was gracious enough to allow me to join her staff. And we've got a really nice team that's just starting to figure out its potential and find out how good it can be. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love being around the kids.
Awesome.
Good for you.
See, didn't take long to get that announcement. It was just made.
He just signed on.
There's no press release, trust me.
Yeah. Well, enjoy your weekend. Keep your phone charged, okay?
Will do.
All right, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom,
nice
press.
Talking to you as always.
Same you got here. It, buddy. Tom joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.